Hey, it's Monday the 16th, and you're listening to NTN 26.
And we're heading into Luke chapter 16 today, and we see an account here that's quite interesting that a lot of people draw a lot of conclusions from if they don't really understand what's going on. So I want to talk about it. It's the second or third thing here in this chapter, the rich man and Lazarus. So Jesus tells a story. Here's his story starting in verse 19. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. Now, this isn't the same Lazarus that was Mary and Martha's brother who Jesus brought back from the dead. This is Jesus just telling a story. Verse 22, the time came when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. So the angels took him to heaven. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire." But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us." He answered, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." So in essence, he's saying they've got the Bible. Let them read the Bible. "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to them, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Isn't that an interesting passage? Jesus telling this story about a rich guy who goes to hell and a poor guy that goes to heaven. And people tend to draw some pretty interesting conclusions about the afterlife here, but I don't think that's the purpose at all in this passage. People will ask, well, does this mean that people in hell get to see people in heaven? Can people in heaven and hell talk to each other and other things? But the point here is not to give a theology or information about heaven and hell. Many scholars think that this is probably Jesus retelling a first century folktale and kind of putting his own perspective on it. And this reminds me, as I read it, about Jesus' teaching about wealth in the Gospels. Remember when Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter heaven? And Jesus made some pretty strong statements about the difficulty of being rich, not the difficulty of being poor. But it's possible, Jesus said in that same passage, for a rich person to enter heaven, because he said, with God, everything is possible. With God, all things are possible. Now listen, this rich man did not go to hell because he was rich. And the poor man didn't go to heaven because he was poor. The rich man went to hell because he was selfish. He was self-righteous. And he had this beggar at his gate that he just did nothing about. So you see here the key of this whole passage. You find it right at the end here when the guy says to Abraham, "But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." So he's saying, if somebody goes to my relatives and warns them, they will repent. So this whole story is a call for repentance. So let me ask you a question as I close today. What is your attitude toward the things that you have? What is your attitude toward your money? What is your attitude towards your belongings? What is your attitude towards the poor? Is your attitude to dissect how they got poor? Is your attitude to decide that they're poor because of bad choices or laziness? Or do you have a giving heart? Do you have a generous heart towards others? You know, one of the things that I remind myself of, if I'm wondering if I'm being generous enough, is if it doesn't hurt a little, I'm probably not being generous enough. Just something to think about today. That's not something that I can back up with scripture. It doesn't say, blessed are those who hurt because they give. But I know that for me, in order to fight materialism or selfishness, it's important for me to be generous. And that's a goal of mine, is to be exorbitantly generous, because I know that I serve a generous God that has given me so much. Think about that today as you read, and remember, this is a call for righteousness, not a theology about heaven and hell. Enjoy your reading today, and I will be with you again tomorrow as we look into Luke chapter 17.